Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eurotrash by David Harsanyi is a contrarian political and cultural critique that argues America should stop treating Europe as a moral and policy North Star. Framed as an unapologetic polemic, the book challenges the reflexive admiration that many American elites and commentators express for European social democracy, regulation, and cultural attitudes. Harsanyi contends that the continent's celebrated models often mask deeper problems such as demographic stagnation, economic sclerosis, bureaucratic overreach, and a growing dependence on centralized authority. He also examines how Europe's historical experience and modern political instincts differ from the American tradition of individual liberty, decentralization, and dynamic markets. Rather than presenting Europe as a simple villain, the book uses Europe as a foil to clarify what Harsanyi sees as distinctively American strengths, and to warn against importing policies that may undermine them. Readers can expect pointed arguments, historical references, and a consistent emphasis on sovereignty, freedom, and cultural confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Europe as a cautionary tale for policy imitation. The central theme of the book is that American debates often use Europe as a benchmark without adequately accounting for trade-offs or long-term consequences. Harsanyi argues that when U.S. policymakers hold up European outcomes as proof that more regulation, higher taxes, or larger welfare programs are inherently superior, they frequently rely on selective comparisons and simplified narratives. He pushes readers to ask what is being measured, over what time frame, and at what hidden cost to growth, innovation, and individual autonomy. The argument is not that Europe has no strengths, but that European governance often reflects a deeper comfort with bureaucratic management and a tendency to treat state power as the primary tool for solving social problems. In this view, importing policies is not a neutral technical exercise because it also imports assumptions about citizenship, responsibility, and the proper relationship between individuals and institutions. The broader takeaway is a methodological warning: admiration can become a substitute for analysis, and copying another region's policy package can produce unintended results when culture, geography, and political traditions differ. Secondly, economic dynamism versus managed economies. Harsanyi contrasts the American self-image of openness, entrepreneurial risk, and competitive markets with what he portrays as Europe's more managed and precautionary economic approach. He emphasizes that generous social programs require funding mechanisms that can dampen incentives, shift burdens onto smaller tax bases, and create rigidities in hiring and firing that reduce labor market flexibility. The book's polemical edge comes through in the claim that many European countries have substituted redistribution and regulation for the kind of growth-oriented dynamism that sustains rising living standards over time. He also highlights how slower growth can interact with debt, aging populations, and dependence on government provision, creating a cycle that is hard to reform democratically. This topic is less about any single policy than about the overall posture toward commerce and innovation, whether society defaults to permission and control or to experimentation and competition. Even readers who disagree can use the discussion to sharpen their understanding of how taxation, welfare commitments, and regulatory complexity shape business formation, job mobility, and the capacity of an economy to absorb shocks. Thirdly, liberty, speech, and the expansion of state authority. Another major topic is the relationship between cultural norms and legal structures, particularly around speech, policing ideas, and the broader reach of the administrative state. Harsanyi argues that European politics has been more willing to constrain expression in the name of social harmony or protection from offense. And he presents that willingness as a symptom of a deeper inclination to place collective stability above individual rights. In his framing, this is not merely a legal difference, but a philosophical one, whether rights are treated as pre-political constraints on government or as privileges balanced against social goals. The book connects this to concerns about technocracy and rule by experts, suggesting that complex regulatory regimes can dilute democratic accountability and normalize intervention. By contrasting European sensibilities with an American tradition that celebrates dissent and distrusts concentrated power, Harsanyi aims to defend a robust view of liberty that includes tolerating unpopular speech and resisting paternalistic governance. The discussion invites readers to consider how quickly boundaries shift when restrictions are justified as compassionate, and how institutions can expand their mandates under the banner of safety, fairness, or cohesion. Fourthly, national identity, immigration, and social cohesion. Harsanyi also explores questions of identity, integration, and the challenges modern Europe faces in maintaining cohesion amid immigration and cultural fragmentation. He argues that Europe's post-war project, with its supranational institutions and emphasis on consensus, can struggle to articulate a confident national story that encourages assimilation and civic unity. In his view, This uncertainty can produce contradictory outcomes, rhetorical commitments to openness alongside periodic surges of restriction, or social policies that treat newcomers primarily as clients of the state rather than future stakeholders in a shared civic culture. The book uses these tensions to reinforce its broader claim that American identity, while imperfect and contested, has historically been more capable of integrating diverse populations through a unifying civic creed and economic opportunity. He is skeptical of approaches that rely on top-down cultural management, arguing that they can inflame resentment and weaken trust. This topic functions as both critique and warning. Societies that cannot define shared expectations may find it harder to sustain generous systems, police extremism, or maintain the social capital that makes pluralism workable. Lastly, American exceptionalism as a practical framework, beyond critiquing Europe. The book advances a positive case for American exceptionalism, not as triumphalism, but as a strategic framework for governance and culture. Harsanyi presents exceptionalism as a belief that the United States is grounded in a distinctive commitment to individual rights, limited government, and the idea that progress comes from dispersed decision-making rather than centralized planning. He argues that America's strengths are tied to its skepticism of entrenched authority and its tolerance for inequality of outcomes as a byproduct of freedom and innovation. From this angle, the recurring temptation to import European-style solutions reflects a loss of confidence in American institutions and a misunderstanding of what makes them work. The polemic urges readers to defend American norms in education, media, and politics by making the case that liberty is not merely a value but a generator of prosperity and resilience. Even for readers who are cautious about exceptionalist rhetoric, the topic offers a coherent lens for evaluating reforms. Does a proposal expand personal agency and pluralism? Or does it deepen dependence on centralized systems and cultural gatekeeping? In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in U.S. politics, comparative policy debates, and the cultural arguments that sit beneath discussions of taxes, welfare, regulation, and rights. Conservatives and libertarians will likely find much to agree with, while centrists and progressives may value it as a concise statement of why many Americans resist European-style social democracy. Its practical benefit is that it forces clearer thinking about trade-offs. Instead of treating Europe as an unquestioned model, readers are prompted to examine incentives, institutional design, and the cultural premises that make certain policies sustainable in one place and destabilizing in another. The book can also strengthen civic literacy by framing freedom, speech, and limited government as interconnected choices rather than isolated talking points. Compared with many books that either romanticize Europe or criticize it solely through partisan soundbites, Eurotrash positions Europe as a full-scale foil for understanding American identity and governance. The value in buying it lies in its single-minded focus and argumentative momentum. It gathers economic, demographic, and cultural concerns into one thesis about confidence in the American experiment. Even if you disagree, it is a useful purchase because it clarifies the strongest version of a widely influential viewpoint and gives you a sharper target for your own analysis. If you would like to support David Harsanyi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.